investments, making them some of the riskiest investment opportunities in the stock market. The trading markets attract this type of high-risk capital like moths to a flame, and even though it's risky, people still take those risks. Unfortunately, far too many beginner traders throw money at securities without fully understanding why the prices on the market fluctuate up and down in the way they do. Instead, they choose to chase hot tips and sit at the feet of the so-called gurus of the stock market and make their binary bets. All the while, they're making these decisions with little knowledge and even less wisdom of why they're making certain investments. Making decisions to buy and sell that makes no sense will inadvertently lead to failure. The better decision will be to take the time to educate yourself to navigate the trading platforms and make trading decisions with acquired skill and confident authority. The first step in this process is to start with introspective self-examination and take a close look at your feelings toward and relationship with money. Think about how you view your life. Do you view it as a day-to-day struggle and you have to almost kill yourself trying to make your next buck? Do you believe you will have a magnetic type of luck on the stock market and you'll experience the same type of success on the stock market as you do in other areas of your life? Or more concerningly, have you experienced frequent financial losses through other imprudent activities and you're hoping that trading on the stock markets will be more financially successful? However you've answered these questions, and whatever your belief system may be, the stock market is most likely going to reinforce those beliefs through a constant exchange of profits and losses. Hard work, tenacity, and personal charisma all support financial success, but unfortunately, a person who is unsuccessful in other parts of their life will most likely be unsuccessful in the stock market, as harsh as that may be. That said, it doesn't mean that someone who loses in life will lose on the stock market. It has everything to do with how you train and educate yourself before diving in. Take the time to learn the connection between your personal self-worth and the money that you earn, and you are already heading in the right direction. Do not go into this thinking that you can suddenly become successful if you haven't done the work beforehand. If you feel that you were unsuccessful in your life before going into trading, you're going to have to work on yourself first before attempting this journey. Open a trading account online. Before you can actually trade on trading platforms, you'll need to have access to the platforms. The only way to accomplish this is by having a trading account. Do some exploring to find out which platform and broker you'd like to work through. It's better to work through a broker because they've been around and in the game for a much longer than you have. They'll be able to guide you along your way. It's worth it, even though you pay them a fee or commission. If you're unsure of where to look, websites like Investopedia have platform simulators where you can trade on different platforms before you start risking your own money. The term practice makes perfect isn't all that accurate in this case. You can practice for as long as you want, but if you're practicing badly, you won't get better. You'll need to practice well to get better. The simulators found on Investopedia and other trading sites will help show you how to successfully trade on these platforms. Take the time to learn and practice as much as you can if you want to make a success of trading. You may be unsure of whether you can combine your personal account with your trading account, but it's better to keep them separate. You can always transfer funds between the two if you need to. Once you've become more familiar with how the platforms operate, then start exploring trading sites and read the reviews of the brokers that are part of the platforms to help you find the right one for you. Learn to read the market. You're going to have to learn as much as you possibly can about the stock markets. Even then, you may feel like a fish out of water when dealing with trading. Fortunately, there is an enormous amount of knowledge just waiting for you to take in. Books on the stock market, financial articles, and online tutorials are all freely available and rather inexpensive to tap into. This is where you want to keep your knowledge as broad as possible. Don't get fixated on particular aspects of trading because there is still a lot that you will need to learn. It's better to have a